Good morning. It is March 29th, the fifth Sunday in Lent, and I am Pastor Rod. This is going to be a short sermon today because I found that when I first recorded this sermon, which was a big file it turned out to be, I was unable to email it and get it posted. So here we go. This Sunday's readings are taken from the Old Testament reading of Ezekiel 37:1-14, and the epistle reading is Romans 8:1-11, and the gospel is John 11:1-45. That's 1-45. Okay, so we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, the gospel lesson for this morning is what this message is based on. I'm not going to read it because, like I said, it just creates a much larger file. Please take out your Bible and read it and pause this as you do so, and then come back to the rest of the message. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. C.S. Lewis once said, "I believe in Christ like I believe in the sun, not because I can see it, but because by it I can see everything else." When we look at these scripture passages today, we see that common thread of resurrection. Ezekiel speaks of it when he records a vision about the dry bones. St. Paul speaks of it in terms of our baptism, where we have died with Christ, actually, and been made alive with Christ, so that we are a new person. We are in Christ and are righteous. We are dead to sin, but alive in Christ. And then we get to the gospel lesson. The events that take place before Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Now, Jesus, he had a good relationship with Lazarus and Martha and Mary. We know that. And word came to him that Lazarus was sick. Jesus intentionally delayed until Lazarus died. And then he sets out with his disciples to go to Mary and Martha. In so doing, it may seem on the surface to be a cold thing, you know, to shun his friend almost. But that's not what he's doing, for he says there's a reason for his delay. There's a reason he allowed Lazarus to die at this time. And that was for a purpose. And that purpose is so that Mary and Martha and others who believe in Jesus will be able to see the glory of God in his actions and what he has come to do. It's like the signature of why he came. He came to be a servant. He didn't come rich as Lazarus was. Lazarus had lots of servants. But Jesus, He came to serve, and he came lowly. He had everything that one could want because he's God. But they're not all aware of this yet. So the events that take place point forward to a greater event. He goes there to raise Lazarus from the dead. That points forward to the greater event, why he must go to Jerusalem, why he must die. He goes there for us. He goes that his death will change the world. Now, when we look at the epistle lesson, St. Paul tells us what that change is all about. It brings new life. It brings a spirit of life to all who believe. And that spirit of life is Christ. Because we believe in Christ, we have our salvation in his works, in his actions, in his death on the cross. So he goes and he meets with Martha first. In fact, Martha hears he's almost there, so she goes out to meet him and the disciples. When she sees him, there's a little bit of harshness, I guess, understandably, because of the grief. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would still be alive." Jesus tells her that there is a resurrection. He says to her, he will live again. And she says, "I know in the end there'll be a resurrection." And Jesus tells her, "I am the resurrection and the life." It's interesting that when he gets to the home, Mary also says the same as Martha, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would still be alive." Jesus is very compassionate to their sorrow. He is very concerned about their hearts and their condition of sadness. But Jesus came to bring joy to all of his people. Victory, in fact, for all of his people. We have victory in his death from our sins, from the devil, and from the fear of death. And this is important because without this work that he does for us, without his own resurrection, we would be lost. But we know that we have our salvation made certain in Jesus, because not only did he raise Lazarus 4 days after he died, but Jesus himself takes up his life again after he laid his life down for us. He takes it up on the third day, and he comes forth to declare his victory over sin, death, and the devil. He declares it to his disciples in the closed room with the words of peace. "Peace be with you." He wants Mary and Martha to know the peace that this knowledge gives. He wants them to see for themselves the glory of God. God is a God of life. He's not a God of death. Death is not what God intended for us. Life is what God intended for us. There's an old Lutheran Hour show that many of you will recall. It was titled, "This is the Life." And there was always a different story every Sunday that was played. In this one that I recall, there was a grandmother in a wheelchair speaking with her grandson, I believe it was. It could have been a granddaughter. But in the conversation, the grandmother is looking to her future, not in this world, but being with God. And the grandchild is concerned, doesn't her grandmother want life? And her grandmother says to her that there is more to life than just being alive. That stuck with me. There's more to life than just being alive. Faith sees that, like C.S. Lewis talked about. "I believe in Christ like I believe in the sun, not because I can see it, but because by it I can see everything else." And that's important, for this new life we have in Christ gives us a different worldview. Our eyes are not focused on the treasures of this world, but our eyes are focused on the things that come from heaven. Our eyes are on him. It is because we believe that we have this confidence. We believe the message that the disciples gave. We believe this promise. When Jesus said to Lazarus, he was speaking for all of mankind when he said, "Lazarus, come out," because that's what he's going to do when he returns. Just as the Father raised him from the grave, the first fruit of the living, so he will raise us up to glory. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.